Dynamite.
With strangers. Let's figure out if I'm gonna be a hot tub streamer moving forward. Take me. Meet Devin AI, the world's first fully autonomous AI software engineer. US-based applied AI lab Contingent has introduced what is it claims is the world's first AI software engineer. The markers say that the AI agent named Devin, it's a dumb name, has passed practical engineering interviews, which isn't saying a lot, held by leading AI companies. Motherfucker, we can do FizzBuzz too. Clap it. We can do FizzBuzz. We can do FizzBuzz and add a 7. US best freelance platform. According to Cognition, our jobs are gone. Devin is tirelessly skilled teammate, equally ready to build alongside you or independently, complete task for you to review. With Devin, engineers can focus on more interesting problems, and engineering teams can strive for more ambitious goals. Ready, the company official blog post on Devin. What can Devin do? Oh, there's a video on this, even better.
Hey, I'm Scott from Cognition AI, and today I'm really excited to introduce you to Devin, the first AI software engineer. Let me show you an example of Devin in action. I'm gonna ask Devin to benchmark the performance of Llama on a couple different API providers. From now on, Devin is in the driver's seat. First, Devin makes a step-by-step plan of how to tackle the problem. After that, it builds the whole project using all the same tools that a human software engineer would use. Devin has its own command line, its own code editor, and even its own browser. In this case, Devin decides to use the browser to pull up API documentation so that it can read up and learn how to plug into each of these APIs. Here, Devin runs into an unexpected error. Devin actually decides to add a debugging print statement, reruns the code with the debugging print statement, and then uses the error in the logs to figure out how to fix the bug. Finally, Devin decides to build and deploy a website with full styling as the visualization. You can see the website here. All of this is possible today because of the advancements that we've made in both reasoning and long-term planning. It's a really hard problem, and we've only just started.
So based on this, the problem that Devin solved is under 14% percentage of issues resolved, under 14%. Claude is 4.8. Software Engineer Lambda is 3.9. 7B is 3.0. GPT-4, the paid version, is 1.74. I wholeheartedly believe that. And ChatGPT is 3.5. Something very interesting about the video is what is the problem it's being asked to solve? I feel like they were showcasing a problem it wanted to solve, and they kind of glazed over what that problem is. Kind of makes me wonder what you're hiding, bub. Can we get the HD on so we can see this, please? Hey, Devin, I'd like for you to benchmark Lambda 2 on 3 different providers.
I'm going to ask Devin to benchmark the performance of Llama on a couple different API providers. From now on, Devin is in the driver's seat.
Together in Perplexity, figure out the API format and write a script that sends the same prompt/parameters to all of them. Yeah, it seems like, and you know, I'm not gonna, okay, my questioning of them isn't calling their integrity into question. My questioning is sort of like, I hope that this isn't the first sign of this we've ever seen. I hope they have like benchmarks past this, something that can be peer reviewed, something that can be replicated. And then it runs into a happenstance error, which I found to be very nuanced, but it literally said it built the steps out before. So does that mean it's not very good at pre-planning and wiring? I mean, we as engineers, we run into issues that we then have to like repel, right? Rinse and repeat and keep trying again over and over again until we find the right center suite. But this question doesn't seem to strike fear into my heart, even as a person who doesn't quite yet understand the full capabilities of it. It more so, if anything, makes me wonder what is the goal here? You created something that's supposed to work alongside. So how good is it supposed to be? And this is the error that it ran into. And the error looks like, it looks like it's the error, if I'm being graceful, the error looks like it's simply just not calling the correct API from the correct API sourcing. So these links aren't correct, I'm assuming. Let's see if we can get closer to what that error was. I want to see what that error said. Because debugging is very important. We all can agree. Can we all agree? Debugging is important.
Here, Devin runs into an unexpected error.
Here we go. A traceback error. So he's in Python. Most recent call last file home Ubuntu benchmark line 65 together header. Yeah, I guess that's spot on. That doesn't strike me as a pro. That should, if it read up on all the places to get the correct information, why didn't it get it right on the first try? Maybe I'm being a little bit annoying, you know? So it's something about either the API access codes or the location of where the API is being called from wasn't succinct. Unless someone's got any input on that.
Devin actually decides to add a debugging print statement.
A debugging print statement. In the response for debugging print f response JSON response try token equals the length time taken return token per print none. So far, I'm not impressed. I mean, it's impressive, but I'm not jaw-dropped.
Reruns the code with the debugging print statement, and then uses the error in the logs to figure out how to fix the bug.
Napoleon French revolutionary token together. Also, it was trying to get information from the API, and there was no text originally when it was hit. Interesting. Yeah, I don't think, you know what, I'll keep up my same resolution. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm kind of curious to see, but Devin can plan and execute complex engineering tasks that would require thousands of decisions. There was at most four decisions you had to make there. One, we didn't know what the project was. Two, if we did know exactly what the project was and what the full capability, what they had access to. I just feel like that well put together video wasn't based on scientific reasoning. It was a demo, and demos are meant to look good. There's no reason for their demo to look bad. But I think from a, position of programming and learning how to program, I'm more interested in seeing what the internals of it looks like. Something that is very, not very like confident building is the fact that it doesn't rise to the occasion of solving 14% of the problems we take on. This is the thing that I guess we have to be cautious of. Hey, yo, what's up, Stanley? Hey, what's up, KY? This is the worst it's ever going to be. And if we know that this is the worst it's ever going to be, the question for me is, this is going to make it hard for juniors to either get their legs underneath them or get themselves established, because a lot of people put unnecessary faith in ChatGPT. I can tell ChatGPT today to give me a 400 character quote, and it's going to give me a 197, and you say you didn't give me the right amount. It's going to give you 112 and say I apologize. So like, ChatGPT is the most common, like when you think of AI, a lot of people think of ChatGPT, and we know how gullible even lawyers were to think that they could ask ChatGPT to pull up case log and that they'll do it. There's multiple lawyers currently going through reprimand because they've asked ChatGPT to print up case log and that shit didn't exist. So I think the over-reliance on this Devin shit is also going to create a riptide that will also have a negative effect on the industry, because a lot of CEOs think that this is going to save them money. What this is going to do is cause a lot of senior, junior devs stress, undue stress, because senior devs are going to feel this is sort of dictating things for them. That is absolutely nothing. But once again, this is the worst that it ever will be. This time next year, that number could be 25%. And if you told me that this thing could solve 25% of the issues of someone coming into dev, I would be a little bit more concerned. 3 years from now, if it's solving 70%, now there's a real question about the propping up. And we've already seen a sharp decline in the preparation of junior devs. And when you don't have junior devs being properly brought up through the pipeline, through competency, through experience, through leadership of senior devs, you're leaving a gap. You're leaving a gap. Exactly. And that's where I'm going here next with this is, as a junior dev, this makes me nervous because I feel like if I go to a company and I don't use this, I'll fall behind. Right? Like, I'll fall behind, and I don't want to fall behind. I don't want to seem incompetent. Also, if my company or my CEO start asking me to use this, it's almost like an automotive worker is showing the engineers how to do his job. Like, bro, that robot's going to replace you. And I think them showing it at 13% is irresponsible. If I could just say, if they're presenting this and saying they're going to give people access to this, that's almost irresponsible in my eye. Because 13% is a big enough number for a CEO to cut half his staff to save 13% in cost. Yeah, Stanley, I totally agree. Hey, thanks for the follow. There's like a part of me that really doesn't, as a person who doesn't use ChatGPT, who doesn't use any like assistance when I'm learning how to code, I do want to have more of a natural feel to my approach of learning how to program. And no way, AI finds and fix bugs and catches it. if you need to be, it needs to be noted that the company has not disclosed anything about the AI model that is powering Devin, nor, okay, so this, yeah, like I said in the beginning, this is extremely irresponsible. For them to set up a demo like this, implying that, you know, when no one could touch it, no one's peer reviewed it, is very dangerous. Model, the powering of Devin, nor has it revealed detailed technical specifications. Some other popular AI power tools that help with coding are OpenAI, Codex, GitHub, Copilot, Polycode, Code T5, Tabin, etc., etc. What challenges, opportunities does it present? Yeah, I'm hoping that they're doing it for funding purposes, but while the company has elaborated the compatibility of Devin, some experts feel the AI software engineer may struggle with complex requirements or instances that rely on human intuition. Yeah, you can't replace that. And creativity. Besides, AI tools such as Devin seems to fan concerns about job losses. However, others believe Devin can be an ally for thousands of software engineers, offering new avenues of collaboration between human and ingenuity and AI. Cognition, the firm behind Devin, is headed by Scott Wu. Cognition calls itself an applied AI lab that focuses on reasoning. The company claims that it's building AI teammates with compatibilities that surpass existing AI tools. Building Devin is just the first step. Our hardest challenge will still lie ahead, reads the website. The agent will be soon available to be hired for engineering work, but for now, companies need to join a wait list. Yeah, so that's super interesting. Three things. My takeaway from this is, one, I'm not particularly worried about Devin because Devin does what it's told. And I'm not sure Devin understands stakeholders. I don't know if stakeholders, there's a reason why project managers, stakeholders, and engineers and senior engineers have collaborations. It's a tool to do something. But in the time, the thing I beg the question is, in the time it would take you to get Devin to do it for you, to set Devin up to do it for you, could you have done it yourself? Are you a person that just hangs on to templates, right? Like, I think about myself as a software engineer. I think of all the templates and all the frameworks that I would manually keep so that I could have easier access to them versus having a system rebuild it every single time, right? So that's one thing. And then my old adage, ChatGPT and AI sources like this are all just like Batman's utility belt. Batman's utility belt is a motherfucking gift. But unless you're Batman, that is just a belt used to keep your pants up, my friend. Like, the belt by itself is not going to catch Joker. You still got to do 500 push-ups a day, and you still got to be the world's greatest detective. You still got to have trained with assassin ninjas. And unless you're willing to do all of that stuff, you're not worried about it. So, and that leads me to the final thing. If you're a junior dev and you're watching this right now, and you're saying, oh my God, Devin is going to take my job and I'm going to have to work in a hot tub stream, take it easy. Take a deep breath. This isn't going to affect you because you're learning skills today to put you in the top 80%. As long as you plan on getting better as a software engineer, data engineer, programmer in general, and you don't fall victim to the percentage game, you should be fine. Companies will run out of senior devs before they run out of junior devs every day of the week, right? Because senior devs understand quality over quantity. And just because you have this AI isn't going to replace a senior dev. And I think this AI couldn't replace three junior devs at its current state. And I don't think in 5 years, it'll be able to replace three junior devs in its new state. But that's just my idea on it, you know? Clap it up. What y'all talking about? Yeah, maintainability of the code is another thing. A lot of people can't even begin to talk about, like, is Devin going to be able to understand what happened if someone, you know, oh God, I could only imagine.